Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible. This is Pastor David Gennaro, and we are going through the book of James. The purpose of this program is to grow your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. And this section of James that we're hitting now, it's towards the end of chapter 2, starting with verse 14, is such an important set of verses, I think especially for the church in America today. James is laying out in a very practical way what it looks like and feels like to be a Christian. That's what his letter is all about. He's not getting caught up into some kind of deep theological, doctrinal development. He's just saying, here's what being a Christian looks like. And he hits this theme about faith and works that some people read and they go, well, that doesn't even sound like Christianity. Well, the problem is not with James. The problem is with our view of what Christianity is. We need to hear what James says here. So I'll back up just a couple verses from where I ended yesterday to get the whole section here. James says, "What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds?" And of course, when you read the section, he's asking the question with the assumption we're going to say none. It's no good to have faith without deeds, to claim to have faith but not have deeds. And I think it's important to stress that he says, what good is it to claim you have faith without deeds? In other words, you can't have faith without deeds. You could have a claim to faith without deeds, but faith and deeds go together. You have to have both if you have either. So that's James' point here. Then he adds this, can such faith save them? And once again, James is saying no. If you have faith, but you do not have deeds, in other words, if you do not have works that are consistent with someone who has faith, then you don't really have faith. You are not saved. And this causes people a lot of trouble because Paul writes, for instance, in Galatians that we are saved not by works, but through faith. And people will say, see, it's not by works, it's through faith. Well, James seems to be saying the opposite. No, they're both addressing two different issues. Paul in Galatians is addressing people who think that they can somehow achieve their salvation by following all the works of the law. And Paul says, you can't. You've got to receive it through faith. You're not saved by works. You're saved through faith. James is addressing people who think, oh, I do the works of the law. You know, I've and especially writing to Jews, he's thinking of people who say that they have the outward signs. You know, I've been circumcised. I've had my bar mitzvah. I go to synagogue every Sabbath. You know, I say the Jewish prayers when I'm supposed to. Therefore, you know, I'm saved. And James says, no, if it's not changing your heart, if you're not, like he's been talking about in the letter, speaking kindly to others, taking care of the needs of others as God enables you, you know, then you don't really have deeds. You have this claim to faith. You have the outward signs of someone who is of faith, but it's not really faith. James would say the same thing to us today. It doesn't matter if you have been baptized and have membership in a church and have prayed a prayer of salvation and have made a profession of faith. That's a claim to faith. But if it's not showing up in your day-to-day actions, can you say that you have faith? And James says, no, true faith, we're saved on the basis of that faith, but then there's going to be follow-through, right? A basketball player, if he's shooting a shot at the buzzer, the moment that ball leaves his hand, he can't do anything else to that ball. You know, what's going to happen in that game? If he's shooting a shot at the buzzer to win the game, if he shot it just right, once it leaves his hand, it's going to go in and they're going to win the game. And he's already won the game by how he shot it. But the ball has to actually then go up in the air and come down and go through the hoop, right? And if it does, then that shows that he shot it right. If it doesn't, he didn't shoot it right. If you have faith, you're saved at that moment. You're not saved on the basis of what you do, but there's going to be follow-through. True faith then will see it in your actions. So James goes on. He says in verse 18, someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds. In other words, you can't show faith without deeds. The way that you show faith, the way that you know you have faith, the way that it's evident that there is saving faith there is through deeds. James continues, you believe that there is one God. Good. Even demons believe that and shudder. You know, that's the ultimate example. You know, you can't say because you believe there is a God or that you believe that Jesus is the Messiah that therefore you're saved. Even the demons believe that. And they shudder. They're not saved, in other words. You foolish person, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our father Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. You see that a person is considered righteous by what they do, and not by faith alone. And this is the verse that causes people the most trouble. What do you mean they're saved by what they do and not by faith alone? Paul said we're saved by faith alone. And, you know, you look at Romans and Paul uses this example of Abraham who offered Isaac. He was willing to offer his son Isaac when God called on him to. And God, of course, said at the last moment, no, now I see that you believed in me. Now I see that you truly are ready to trust me. And the Bible does say there in Genesis, Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness. So he's saved on the basis of his belief. He's saved through faith alone. But James is coming back and making this point that faith is going to be accompanied by deeds. We're not saved by deeds, but you can't have faith without deeds, is what James is saying. So Abraham believed God when God called on him to trust him to go sacrifice Isaac. But if Abraham said, I believe you, God, I believe that you have my good in mind, I believe that you have the right purpose in commanding me to go sacrifice Isaac, I have faith in you, God. But he sat there and never carried Isaac up the mountain to sacrifice him, then he doesn't really have faith in God. So it was Abraham's faith that was credited as righteousness, but that faith necessarily meant he did something. He was willing to sacrifice Isaac. James gives another example to clear this up. In chapter 2, verse 25, he says, in the same way, was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction? As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. In other words, yes, we're saved by faith alone, but if you don't have deeds with that faith, it's not really faith. It's dead. It's nothing. It's not saving faith. Rahab is the other example here. She hid the spies. She said, hey, when you come back with the Israelites and conquer Jericho, I want you to remember me. In other words, she believed the God of Israel was going to defeat the gods of Jericho. And she believed in God. But that belief, that faith that God was the true God, showed up in her works. She hid the spies of the Israelites. That was her faith in action. She was saved by her faith, but her faith showed up in her actions. If it didn't show up in her actions, we would never have heard about the faith of Rahab, who, by the way, is mentioned in Hebrews 11 as someone who is known for her faith. So here's the breakdown. You cannot say, I have a profession of faith in Jesus Christ, therefore I'm saved. Or I'm baptized, or I'm a member of a church, therefore I'm saved. If you are right with God, if you know God, if you are truly a Christian, then you are doing the things that a Christian does, which is to love others, to want to look out for others, to use your tongue not to cut down others, but to build others up. These are the practical concerns that James is focusing on here. Well, we've looked at the first two chapters of James. I think I'll get a little bit further into James next week as well. I hope this is a blessing to you. If you have any questions for the program or questions about how to apply what I've been talking about to your life, I encourage you to call. The number is 943-8237. You can also find information on this program on Facebook in the group Trust the Bible. You can find us there and find other articles. Thank you for listening. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.